The recent trend of healthcare corporatization is characterized by consolidation and the use of sophisticated financial strategies that prioritize the interests of shareholders over those of patients, healthcare workers, and communities. Although antitrust enforcers have some recourse to address anti-competitive conduct, the existing antitrust paradigm may not be able to fully counteract the risks that are posed by corporatization. I'm Stephen Morrissey, managing editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, and I'm talking with Yashaswini Singh, an assistant professor of health services, policy, and practice at Brown University. Dr. Singh has written a perspective article about corporatization and antitrust policy as part of the journal series on the corporatization of U.S. healthcare. Dr. Singh, how has antitrust enforcement historically been used to counteract anti-competitive behavior in healthcare markets?
So antitrust, I'll say, generally refers to a set of laws that essentially are designed to promote fair competition and prevent monopolies. And so traditionally in healthcare, it's been about making sure no single hospital or no single entity gains so much control that they can dictate prices or limit patient choice. Historically, the U.S. antitrust agencies, the federal antitrust agencies, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Department of Justice have reviewed mergers and acquisitions to ensure they don't harm competition, but more specifically, they don't raise prices in ways that harm patients and payers.
Before the proliferation of corporate entities and financial intermediaries in healthcare, how successful were those antitrust efforts?
Antitrust efforts in recent times have focused largely on examining horizontal transactions between competitors who essentially provide similar services, so horizontal hospital mergers or nursing home transactions, within the confines of a resource-constrained environment, which the FTC and DOJ operate in. I would characterize that as moderately successful, while at the same time missing out on some of the current realities of corporate entities that are shaping healthcare.
Looking at that, in what ways has the type of consolidation that we've seen in the past couple of decades differed from earlier anti-competitive actions in healthcare or attempted anti-competitive actions in healthcare?
So I think there it's helpful to understand consolidation and how it can look distinct from this newer wave of corporatization that we're seeing. And so when we talk about consolidation, really what we refer to is entities that are getting bigger, either by merging or acquiring with competitors. What we've seen in more recent times is the sort of change in philosophy to adopt a more shareholder-centric approach to growing. And so that's where corporatization comes in, with its specific emphasis on the shareholder or the financial investor being the primary stakeholder that is served through these transactions.
You say in your article that given this shift, regulators need robust pro-competitive strategies to recenter patients and their health as the core measure of performance with these institutions. What's the difference between anti-consolidation approaches and pro-competitive approaches?
Antitrust, primarily, the laws are designed to prevent monopolies, but the opposite side of the same coin is a series of regulations and policies that can promote competition as well. And so if we look at characteristics of a well-functioning market, which in healthcare can be tricky to achieve, but there are a couple that come to mind. So one, a well-functioning market is characterized by perfect information or full transparency. Now, in healthcare, that breaks down because essentially we don't have transparency of several sorts. We don't have ownership transparency to have an understanding of which types of entities have ownership or control stakes in hospitals, nursing homes, and physician practices. And we also don't have price transparency that would allow entities to compete with one another and deliver fair, efficient prices for consumers. And so one aspect of pro-competitive policies is a desire and a need for greater transparency of several sorts. The other is in healthcare, because of the largely entrenched position of dominant hospital systems and nursing homes and physician practices, we have very few new market entrants. And so another form that pro-competitive policies can take is anything that encourages or incentivizes market entry to, again, increase the level or type of competition that healthcare providers face. And so this specifically can take the form of policies that encourage independent providers to remain independent, either through targeted loans or subsidies, and then also minimum staffing and quality standards that incentivize entities to compete on the basis of high quality and not just low affordable prices.
So what would it take to modernize antitrust policy in ways that would address the issues you just raised to make it more effective as an antidote to corporatization?
That's a great question. And I might answer it in a slightly different way. So I don't think that it is an appropriate role for antitrust alone to counter some of the harms of corporatization that we've seen materialize in recent years. Antitrust plays a specific role, which is, again, to promote fair competition and prevent monopolies. But a lot of the concerns that emerge from corporatization result from far more than just the exercise of market power by these entities. And so rather than modernizing antitrust, I would encourage policymakers and regulators to adopt a more comprehensive toolkit, because a problem as complicated as corporatization will not be solved by a single solution. And so we need a multifaceted approach there. And that's where the pro-competitive policies can be used in conjunction with traditional antitrust tools to address some of the harms of corporatization. I can give you an example there. We've seen hospitals and nursing homes. We've seen several news reports of financial investors investing in these entities. Specifically, we've been concerned about hospital consolidation for a very long time. I think it's no surprise to readers or listeners to know that 90% of hospital markets in the U.S. are considered highly concentrated by FTC thresholds. But at the same time, with corporatization in play, we've seen just in the past couple of years, several incidents of hospital closures and bankruptcies and patients left stranded without care because their local community hospital shut down. We've seen that in the case of Hahnemann Hospital in Philadelphia, more recently in the Stewart case next door in Massachusetts, and then just this past summer, Crozer Chester Medical Center in Pennsylvania again. All of these hospital closures have a common theme: the use of real estate sale leasebacks by PE investors and real estate investment trusts that essentially extract a lot of income from the invested asset and take away resources from communities. And so their antitrust traditionally will not help address some of these financial tactics and strategies. So this is where pro-competitive policy, like enhancing transparency of these types of financial contracting practices, and perhaps even going as far as banning such practices, as we've seen in the case of Massachusetts just this year, would be an approach that will get us closer to the type of affordable, accessible, and high-quality health system that we desire.
Thank you, Dr. Singh.